survey has shown is that between round three, which, as I said, was conducted at the end of last year and at the beginning of this year, and round four in June and July this year, we've seen that the acceptance and the willingness to take a COVID-19 vaccine increase from 67% to 72%. And of course, this is very encouraging, also because some of this increase reflects people who have actually taken the vaccine. Of course, when we started the survey in round three, we didn't yet have a vaccination program in place. And now in round four, we do. So it's very encouraging to see that acceptance of vaccines is largely growing. But there are challenges that this report and the findings do surface with regards to who is accepting of a vaccine and who is not.
A recent survey conducted by the University of Johannesburg in collaboration with the Developmental, Ethical and Capable State Research Division of the Human Sciences Research Council suggests that vaccine acceptance across South Africa has picked up, but that youth and white South Africans remain hesitant about the prospect of COVID-19 vaccines. In conversation with Times Live podcast, Professor Karen Runciman, Director of the Center of Social Change at UJ, unpacks some of the major findings from the most recent round of surveying conducted for the UJ HSRC COVID-19 Democracy Survey.
So in very broad terms, what we see is the older you get, the more accepting of a vaccine you are. So amongst people who are above the age of 55, the acceptance rate for that age group is about 85%. But for younger people, the 18 to 24-year-old group, it is only 55%. So this is worrying, not just because it is lower, but it is actually lower than what we found also in round three. What we see in that age group is that the acceptance of vaccines has declined by 8 percentage points. And that is of considerable concern, particularly as we anticipate the vaccine rollout opening up to this age group on the 1st of September, possibly before, we're not sure. Another concern is around race and which groups were most accepting and least accepting of vaccine. So what we found was that Black African adults are the most accepting of a vaccine, and their acceptance of taking a vaccine has actually grown between round three and round four. So from 69% to 75%. However, white adults are actually the least accepting of taking a vaccine. And actually, more concerningly, what we see there is their low levels of acceptance, which is about 56% in round three, have declined slightly to 52% in round four. So these two results taken together do demonstrate some concerns, particularly with age and with some concerns with race.
However, Professor Runciman explains that while young and white South Africans have shown notable skepticism towards vaccines, she says that that skepticism is rooted in logic and could potentially be overcome through more comprehensive public awareness efforts.
So what we found is that we asked people to explain in their own words why they were either accepting or hesitant of a vaccine. And then we analysed what those responses were based on what people had told us. And what we find is almost across the board, for those who are hesitant about taking a vaccine, the two primary concerns are about side effects and about the overall effectiveness of the vaccine. What we found with regards to people talking about social media or conspiracy theories made up a very, very small proportion of the explanations that people gave. So, for instance, reasons related to kind of social media or other rumours were only 5% of explanations. Reasons related to religious objections were only 2%, and the same for conspiracy theories. So what this demonstrates is that people that are vaccine hesitant have rational and legitimate concerns about taking a new vaccine. This is something that is new, and I think it's understandable that people have questions or doubts about it. But what this also suggests is that good public health messaging around the side effects and the effectiveness of the vaccine is really important.
UJ will host a webinar tomorrow at 10:30, which will further unpack the latest findings about vaccine acceptance and hesitancy within South Africa.
So what we will be doing in the webinar is two things. So the first will be unpacking the headline findings about acceptance and hesitancy and looking more closely at which particular groups are more vaccine accepting, which groups are more vaccine hesitant, and unpacking that not just with regards to demographic variables, but also looking at issues of politics, of belief and knowledge about vaccines. The second presentation will be unpacking these explanations that people have given about why they are vaccine hesitant, and it will also be looking at the particular reasons that different age groups gave, different genders, and also interesting differences between urban and rural residents. So it will really be unpacking those findings much, much further and welcoming engagement on how do we understand these findings and what can we do to improve the vaccine rollout overall.
This webinar is open to the public and the link to join can be found on the UJ Library Facebook page and Twitter page. For Multimedia Live, I've been Paige Muller.